Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, beginning at verse 14. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute. When the demon left, the man who had been dumb spoke, and the crowd was amazed. But some of them said, "By Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he is driving out demons." Others tested him by asking for a sign from heaven. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and a house divided against itself will fall. If Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebub. Now, if I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your followers drive them out? If so, then they will be your judges. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoil. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When an evil spirit comes out of a man, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, 'I will return to the house I left.' When it arrives, it finds the house swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and takes seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that man is worse than the first." This is the text. Today is Luther's birthday. The best way to celebrate that and to honor the great man is to imitate his faith in the Savior and his testimony to the word that makes men free. He himself would have it no other way. To honor Luther, we must honor Luther's Christ. And we have a very appropriate text this morning for doing that. It focuses our attention upon Luther's old enemy, the strong man fully armed, with whom he did battle constantly and zealously, that is, the devil. And also it focuses upon the one who is greater and stronger than he, without whom there can be no peace or safety for sinners, Luther's deliverer and ours, Jesus Christ. Over and over in Luther's hymns and books, we keep hearing his conviction that we poor sinners need Christ as a helper and a defender against the power and malice of the devil. There are only two kinds of people on this earth, those who are enslaved in the kingdom of Satan and those who are set free from that, but still are in daily danger of attack from our old enemy who wants to regain control and influence in their lives. The unbelievers in our story are the first type, blinded, hostile to the gospel and to Christ, unwilling to face the truth that comes in Jesus. They may openly revile Christ and the gospel. They may argue and twist the facts and try to undermine the confidence that other people have in Christ. Or they may, by indifference, or hypocrisy, or in other ways, show that they are not for Christ, but against him. Everyone is born in the devil's kingdom. But by grace and by the gospel's power, some of us have been translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. But the old evil soul, when he has been cast out, wants back in. And he does not relax his effort to trick us and to kindle unbelief in our hearts and wicked thoughts against God's will. Luther, like a musician, playing a theme over and over again, warns that Satan wants no one to live in peace. He stirs up the vile flesh and does all he can to create havoc, misery, guilt, and apostasy from God. And it's by Luther's advice that we have learned to pray that God would guard and keep us so that the devil, the world, and our flesh may not deceive us nor seduce us into misbelief, despair, and other great shame and vice but that they would be assailed by them, still we might overcome and obtain the victory. All of this, to some, sounds rather medieval and out of date. But those who meditate day and night on the law of the Lord know that it is the most, the utmost biblical realism. God uses his word to warn us that Satan exists and is dangerous like a prowling, devouring lion. The word tells us that when we deal with evil men, we are not wrestling merely with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against demonic rulers of the moral and spiritual darkness of this world. A few years ago, the reigning pope announced in Rome that the devil exists and denounced all contrary opinions. On this point, Luther and the popes have been in solid agreement. Satan is a strong man, fully armed, and out to ruin us body and soul, and to deprive us of all God's good works and blessings. Satan and his angels want to control us, to draw us into his fanatic warfare against the Holy God, and to use us to oppose and dishonor him, and also to bring us to share both his rebellion and his punishment. The prince of this world is Satan, and he wishes to have power and influence in the world. It is biblical realism to know that there is a sinister, powerful mind that is plotting to control us. This is what is behind the pernicious doctrines in the church and wherever else doctrines of demons may be found, behind the moral deterioration in culture, behind the horrors of life and death that tempt men to despair and bitterness. The devils want no one to have trust in the mercies and love of God, or to have a clear vision of what God wants to do for men. Rather, they would like to keep us continually confused and inwardly torn by the troubles and tragedies of life, so that we would distrust God and find fault with his word, and fail to believe that he cares what happens to us. They attempt to drive us or to draw us into sin, whichever works better, for the devil studies our weaknesses. He seeks access to our hearts and minds to fill them with wicked thoughts, and by sloppy mental and spiritual habits, we all too often leave the doors wide open to them. I look at the impurities within me and all my disobedience and my many sins of omission, and you may well look at yours and say, Lord Jesus, I need your help to be for you and not against you. Forgive me and aid me to overcome the wiles of the devil. Christ is stronger than the devil. Thank God for this truth, that there is one who is stronger than the prince of this world. When Jesus cast out unclean spirits from those poor, wretched souls who were possessed, he was showing vividly that he had come to fight with demons and to take away all control that they have over men in whatever form. He reconciled the world to God by his sacrifice for sin. The redemption through his blood delivers us from the powers of darkness.